That is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to bring Bridpool Arts Centre back into the community and protect the Arts Centre's future for generations to come. And joining me now, Claire Tudge, who's a director at Bridpool Arts Centre, who's going to tell us more about it. Good afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Thank you for coming in. Now, tell us, how's this come about? How are you ending up nearly buying the Arts Centre?
Well, Bridport Arts Centre has been at the heart of Bridport, the town, for nearly half a century. And the charity that I'm the director of have occupied this wonderful building just off South Street, just off Buckydoo Square, for that whole time. In recent years, we've been tenants in that building, and our landlord is now looking to sell, and he's offering us this exceptional opportunity to raise the funds to buy it ourselves and bring it back into community ownership.
And how much money do you need to raise?
We need to raise £400,000, and that is to purchase the freehold of the building, but it also includes a programme of priority repairs and restoration work that we need to do quite urgently.
Now, I was having a little look this morning. I think you've raised about 45,000 so far.
We have, but we've only just started, so that's okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, well, that's a great start, actually.
Thank you, yeah.
And if you don't own the property, does that cause problems itself, hold you back from doing things that you'd like to do there?
Well, it doesn't necessarily hold us back from doing things that we'd like to do. Our lease in the property allows us to sort of operate fully. But I think the really important aspect of this idea of community ownership is that as the freehold owners, we can invest in the building. So it unlocks the potential to raise funds both from the public, but also more broadly from trusts and foundations and public funds to improve the fabric of the building and to make it more environmentally sustainable and more accessible, which is something that we have ambitions to do across the next decade.
Mm. With it being there so long, I mean, it says on your website, I think, is that everybody's got a story and experience from the Arts Centre, haven't they?
Absolutely. And it's the thing I love most about my job, to be honest, is meeting the community, the people that use the building now but have used it for generations. And people so frequently come up to me and tell me about maybe the first gig they saw, but more often than not, it's the moment their child got to perform on stage the first time or took part in our youth theatre programme and the opportunity that gave them. And those stories really speak to the value of having a really fantastic, open, inclusive art centre in the heart of a town like Bridport.
Mm. Well, we went to a gig there last year. It was Ben Waters, the local musician, and it's a lovely venue, nice and intimate venue, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've got a wonderful theatre, and that's in a converted Methodist chapel. That's the bit that you see as you look at us from Buckydoo Square. And we can put sort of small to mid-scale live performance on in that theatre, but also a programme of film. We've got projection equipment to run a film programme and an annual film festival from page to screen. But then we also have at the back of the building what was the old schoolhouse, and that has been converted into a really wonderful gallery, a visual arts gallery called the Alsop Gallery. And also we have our cafe there, Feast Cafe. So it's a really special place.
Mm. And you were just telling me the people who made the video for you to get the fundraising going. I mean, they started there at the Arts Centre themselves, didn't they?
Absolutely. If you go onto our website and which is www.bridport-arts.com/come-together, you'll see this brilliant video. We've created a fundraising campaign film, and it was produced for us by a production company called Off Piece Productions, which is run by two young creatives, and they're from the Bridport West Dorset region. And both of those young men were supported early on with their ambitions around becoming sort of creative practitioners, filmmakers and theatre directors. And it's been a really lovely full circle moment that they've come back and supported us in developing this brilliant film for our campaign.
Mm. Yeah, like you say, full circle, that's what it's all about really, isn't it? You know, and you put all these different types of events, and I think it's quite well known in the world of books, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So Bridport Arts Centre runs the Bridport Prize, which is an international writing competition, and that has been running as long as the Arts Centre has been there, so for over half a century. And every year we receive fantastic new work in fiction, in novel, in short story, poetry, a thing called Flash Fiction. And also we run a memoir competition. And this competition has discovered, you know, some really fantastic and well-known writers. Our honorary patron is the author Kit Duval, who's been a huge supporter of the work that we do. And in recent years, we've started offering online opportunities for development. If you're an aspiring writer, there's ways you can get involved, learn more about the craft. So it's a really important part of what we do.
Excellent. And is there, have you got a date where you need to raise the money by?
We do. We're aiming to raise the money by the end of the year. So by Christmas, we want to complete our campaign by then. So we've got a lot to do, but we're really excited. We've got months of really exciting events that people can get involved in. And I think that's a really important aspect of this campaign. You know, we want people to get involved. Yes, we absolutely need people to donate, and if you're able to donate, please do. But we're also going to be hosting a series of events and opportunities for people to get involved, whether that's coming to one of the supper clubs that we're running with our partners Feast the Cafe, or whether it's taking part in our monthly prize draw. There's lots of different ways. Or perhaps if you don't have the money to donate yourself or take part in one of those events, we'd also love people to put on their own fundraising events. And we've got loads of information on our website about how you can get involved.
Is there a lot of support in Bridport for this? I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Bridport is a very... a place full of opinion. It's people like to get involved, they like to get stuck in, and people have been really supportive. It's such a joy to work in and for that community, so I don't doubt that people will come together for Bridport Arts Centre.
So I see in your fundraising events you're talking about special performances and auctions. Is that sort of, what sort of auctions are we talking about? Sort of special items? Or?
Yeah, so we're going to be hosting a gala event in October, and information about how you could book a seat for that event, a seat at a table for that event, will be coming online quite soon. And as part of that event, we'll be hosting an auction of promises, so some really special, unique opportunities and experiences. And there's also going to be an art auction as part of that event as well. And even if you can't join us on the night, we're going to be running that auction online, so there's lots of opportunities for people to get involved.
That sounds quite exciting, that.
Yeah, it should be.
And a monthly draw.
Yes, we're also running an in-house monthly draw, so just £5 for an entry, and we've got some really lovely prizes. Not only could you win vouchers to actually attend events at Bridport Arts Centre or again at Feast the Cafe that we host, but so many of the friends and supporters that we have around the town have donated really lovely items. So I'm excited to launch that one, and that will be coming online in the next few days.
Well, it all sounds very exciting, Claire. Just remind the listeners how they can find out more information or where they can go to make a donation.
Absolutely. So you can visit us at our website, which is www.bridport-arts.com/come-together. And you can also follow us on various social media platforms at Bridport Arts.
Well, good luck with all that. It sounds great. I'm sure you're going to do it, actually.
Thank you.
And can you keep us up to date with what's going on?
We will. Of course we will. Yes, we'll let you and your listeners know.
Okay, lovely. Well, thanks for coming in today. Cheers.
Bye-bye.